From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he concludes a message entitled, The Lord's Faithfulness. The text is verse 45 of chapter 21, where Joshua testified, There failed not aught of any good thing which the Lord had spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass. As an old man at this point, Joshua was looking back over his life of service to the Lord. His many experiences involved the deliverance from the bondage of Egypt, the wilderness wanderings, the crossing of the Jordan, and the conquest of the Promised Land. In all of this, he was able to bear witness that the Lord had been faithful to his word. From Joshua's words of testimony, Dr. Cairns has been drawing some encouraging lessons. First of all, we've seen that lost sinners may cast themselves with absolute confidence upon God's offer of salvation in Christ. Then Joshua's words remind us that the saints may call upon God with the confidence that he will answer prayer. We've learned that true prayer involves submission to God's will and taking his promises at face value. The final lesson from Joshua's testimony is that the servants of the Lord may work with the confidence that their labor for God is never in vain. No matter how difficult the way or how heavy the burdens, these cannot compare to Christ's commendation, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Dr. Cairns will bring the final portion of this message in a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, a collection from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. This morning's text is found in the Song of Solomon, chapter 3 and verse 1. I sought him, but I found him not. Tell me where you lost the company of Christ, and I will tell you the most likely place to find him. Have you lost Christ in the closet by restraining prayer? Then it is there you must seek and find him. Did you lose Christ by sin? You will find Christ in no other way but by giving up of the sin and seeking by the Holy Spirit to mortify the member in which the lust doth dwell. Did you lose Christ by neglecting the Scriptures? You must find Christ in the Scriptures. It is a true proverb, look for a thing where you dropped it. It is there. So look for Christ where you lost him, for he has not gone away. But it is hard work to go back for Christ. Bunyan tells us, the pilgrim found the piece of the road back to the Arbor of Ease, where he lost his roll, the hardest he had ever traveled. 20 miles onward is easier than to go 1 mile back for the lost evidence. Take care, then, when you find your master, to cling close to him. But how is it that you have lost him? One would have thought you would never have parted with such a precious friend, whose presence is so sweet, whose words are so comforting, and whose company is so dear to you. How is it you did not watch him every moment for fear of losing sight of him? Yet, since you have let him go, what a mercy that you are seeking him, even though you mournfully groan, Oh, that I knew where I might find him! Go on seeking, for it is dangerous to be without thy Lord. Without Christ, you are like a sheep without its shepherd, like a tree without water at its roots, like a sere leaf in the tempest, not bound to the tree of life. With thine whole heart seek him, and he will be found of thee. Only give thyself thoroughly up to the search, and verily thou shalt yet discover him to thy joy and gladness.
With your whole heart you love me, with your whole heart you love me.
What is it that constitutes revival? Is it a week of special meetings held at a local church? Is it an organized effort at door-to-door evangelism? Certainly the greatest revival in the history of the Christian church took place on the day of Pentecost. Down through the centuries, there have been remarkable visitations of God, during which thousands were gloriously saved. Times such as the Protestant Reformation, the revivals in England and Wales under John Wesley and George Whitefield, the Great Awakening in America associated with Jonathan Edwards were times of genuine spiritual revival. The common factor in all of these events was an undeniable demonstration of the power of God rather than the ingenuity of man. In the early 1950s, such a revival occurred on the Isle of Lewis, one of the Hebrides off the west coast of Scotland. In the course of several years, hundreds of people were converted to Christ, and many churches had to be built to take care of them. Again, the Holy Spirit of God came down in power. The preacher during those days was the Reverend Duncan Campbell. Yet what took place on Lewis was not due to his pulpit skills, but to the overwhelming moving of God among the people. Strong men, hardened sinners who mocked the preacher, were suddenly struck to their knees under conviction of sin. Young people in a local dance hall left their frivolity and ran to the churches crying for mercy upon their souls. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to make available CD copies of the personal testimonies of people who came to salvation in Jesus Christ during those revival times on the Isle of Lewis. Also, we offer a CD containing Duncan Campbell's own account of that remarkable visitation by God. The CDs are $5 each, which includes postage and handling. Or you may order both CDs for just $8. To obtain your own copy, you may simply send a check for either or both CDs made out to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just request the CDs of The Revival on the Isle of Lewis. If you wish, you may email ltbs@freepress.org. That's ltbs@freepress.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. You will be greatly blessed as you listen to these accounts of the power of God at work.
the servants of the Lord may work with confidence that their consecrated lives and service will never be wasted. The Lord will bless them as He has said. You take these words of our text to the words of an old man. It was Dr. Bob Jones Sr. who said, "The devil has no happy old man." That's so very true. The devil has no happy old man. But here's an old man facing death in a few short years. And as he looks back on his life, there are no regrets. Now that's not to say he didn't do anything wrong. He did. We have seen that in studying this book. But he's looking back without regrets. He's looking back without frustration. And he's looking back without disappointment. Now, I want to tell you, that is really saying something. When you come to the end of life and you can look back, no regrets, even though you recognize your own sin and failure. No frustration, no disappointment. When you can come to the end of life and look back like that, my friend, you've experienced supernatural grace. How many people are the very opposite? They come to the end of their lives disillusioned. When they reach the end of the journey, they realize that they have wasted their life on the things that are frivolous and worthless and even wicked. Haven't you heard the slogan of the Black College Foundation or something of that nature? That a wasted mind is a terrible thing. Can we not say a wasted life is a terrible thing? To have the gift of life, to have so many years here on earth, and then at the end of it all, to look back and say, "I wasted it." And then look forward to the blackness of darkness forever. I want to tell you, a life is wasted if it doesn't lead to heaven. And a life is wasted if it is one to influence other people to hell. I wonder today, if this were your last day on earth, would you look back on a wasted life? Would you look back on wasted opportunity, wasted talent, wasted ability? I want to tell you that no life that's given to Christ is ever wasted. Ask Joshua, was his life wasted? No, he says, "There hasn't failed one thing of all that God promised me. It all came to pass." You ask David, the great king of Israel, looking back in his reign, Solomon his son said, "Blessed be the Lord that hath given rest unto his people Israel according to all that he hath promised. There hath not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses his servant." Christians coming to the end of life can look back. The Lord promises to give His presence to His people. Does He keep that word? Jesus said, "I am with you always." You give your life to Christ. You set out to serve Christ. It may cost you everything in terms of this world. When you set out to serve the Lord, He doesn't promise that He's going to make you a millionaire. And He doesn't promise that He's only even going to give you a wage that would reach the poverty level according to the world. He doesn't promise any of that. But He promises you, "I'll be with you. You set out to serve me. Forget about money. Forget about position in the world. Forget about all the acclaim of the world. Forget about what the world counts greatness. You set out to serve me as I direct you according to my word, and I will give you my presence. I want to tell you where the presence of the Lord is. There's everything that a Christian needs. If you have the Lord's presence, you can't lack anything that you need. He promises to give you His power. This is a vital thing. I remember when God called me to go into the work of the ministry, it was such an appalling thought. What appalled me was not the fact that it was a call in Northern Ireland in those days to shame, for our church was shamed and hated because of its stand for God. That's not what appalled me. What appalled me was not that the churches were so small that, humanly speaking, you couldn't be paid enough to live on. That's not what appalled me, for I honestly believed that if God called, He would meet every need. But what appalled me was this, the thought of going forward without the power and the anointing and the enabling of God to do His work. How could I ever do the work of God? But the promise is, ye shall receive power. You shall receive power. God never commissions a witness without giving that witness the power to do what He has called him to do. God never sends His people to war at their own charges. If He sends a David against Goliath, He will guide the stone from the sling and slay the giant. If He sends a Gideon out against the Midianites, He will use the small, despised band to overthrow the mighty enemy. Whatever God commands you to do, He says, I'll give you the power to do it. That's the promise. Don't fear them to step out in the service of God. He says, I'll meet your needs. My God is able to supply all your needs, physically, materially, spiritually, emotionally, every way, according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And you know, on top of it all, He promises to reward your faithful service. This life is but for a moment. You're all aware of how William Shakespeare likened it in its substance to a dream. It's just the stuff that dreams are made of. You try to hold on to a dream, you can't do it. It's gone. That's just like life. It'll soon be over. I love the words of the little chorus, there's only one life. And it will soon be past. It's only what's done for Christ will last. There's a day coming when we will stand before God. Of all the things that God could say to a soul in that day, there is one that's more precious than any other. I covet that. With all my heart and soul, I covet it. For me and for you. When He will say, well done, good and faithful servant. What a reward. I don't know much about the rewards of heaven. I can't understand them. But to be in the land of glory, freed from all sin, to be in the immediate presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, to hear the word, "Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." To sing the song of the redeemed, "Worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb." I want to tell you, my friend, that is reward indeed. And that's what lies ahead for every servant of Christ. When I look back over my life, I wouldn't change with anybody on God's earth. I wouldn't change the call of God. Sure, there have been hard times as well as good times. There have been times of personal failure as well as times of God's great grace. But looking back, like Joshua, I can see my sins under the blood. I can see my Savior exalted to glory. And I can see my life, which would have amounted to nothing in the world. My life has not been wasted. I think of the inestimable privilege I have had of kneeling with sinners on the edge of hell and pointing them to Jesus Christ. I think of the joy of taking a husband and wife and seeing them both united in Christ when before they were on the edge of exploding apart forever. Think of a meeting we held in a place called Castle Wellen Castle just before we came to the United States to take up this work. Young people from all over the free churches were there. It was a Sabbath afternoon. We decided to have a special meeting and a testimony time. And those young people would simply say when they were saved and where they were saved. One of the great joys of my life that day, when one young person after another from around the town of Ballymoney stood up, one after another, and they said when they were saved and how under the ministry of this poor preacher they find Christ as their Savior.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.